Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we want to discuss the Leaving Cert points race today. Firstly, higher level maths. The number of students taking this subject has skyrocketed by 130% in 13 years. Since 2012, students who take higher Leaving Cert maths get an additional 25 CAO points. But critics say that many less able students are taking higher level solely to get those points, resulting in some teachers and students who are struggling to cope. So should those bonus points be scrapped? We'll be asking that question. But also today, there's a report in the Irish Times that says overall the inflated Leaving Cert results are set to drop for the first time in 5 years. Well, I'm joined by Carl O'Brien, who's education editor with the Irish Times, and maths teacher and author Brendan Gilday is here with me in the studio. But Carl, I want to come to you first on the inflated grades for the Leaving Cert, introduced during the pandemic, of course, but we have this painful process of unwinding it now that's going to begin in earnest, it would seem, from what you're reporting this morning. Tell us a little bit about what you understand is planned.
Yeah, so the Leaving Cert grades have been hugely inflated compared to normal times for about 5 years. And that started, as you said, in the pandemic. We had these teacher predicted grades that were very generous. And so students were, in recent years, have been scoring about 60 CO points higher than they would have done if they sat the exams prior to the pandemic. And there's been a political decision to keep these grades at these high levels for Leaving Certs out of fairness. And that fairness is really about the CO points race, because students in any given year are competing for a limited number of college places with applicants from results from previous years. So now we are seeing the new Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, is planning to progress with measures to restore these grades back to normal. So in terms of what did that look like? Well, it's planned that the results will still be inflated this summer, but they'll be inflated at a lower level. So for example, last year, results were artificially inflated once they were marked by an average of about 7.5%. This year, it's planned that they'll be inflated by around 5.5%. So that works out, by my calculations anyway, roughly at about the student might lose 15 or 16 Leaving Cert points or CO points compared to last year for the same results. So that is, of course, controversial, because these students from the class of 2025 will be competing with candidates on bumper grades from recent years, and that does raise this issue of unfairness for the class of 2025.
If I was a canny student of 2021 and I had waited and waited for this to happen with my nicely inflated results in hand, I have a distinct advantage now in 2025, don't I?
You do, absolutely. And interestingly, you know, this year, we've seen a record number of CEO applications. Now, we don't know yet what is behind that. Is that down to more students with these bumper results from previous years opting to apply with this, if you like, golden ticket that they have? Or indeed, as some think it might be, is it just more students from abroad opting to apply to study in Ireland? We actually won't know for about another week as to what is behind this big increase in CEO applications. But certainly, you know, this does give rise to a lot of stress for students facing into the exams, on top of what is already obviously a very difficult experience. The Leaving Cert is tough and a pressure cooker set of exams in any year.
Well, it had long been predicted that there would be litigation over this. Is that what you would expect to see?
It's certainly being discussed at senior levels. There's a concern that if you do have a student who misses out on a college place, and they may have missed out because a student from previous years got it ahead of them, that could certainly give rise to potential for litigation. Now, there were concerns when they introduced these inflated grades back in 2020 and 2021, because the people who were being disadvantaged then were the students from previous years, because, if you like, their results were suddenly devalued because the new class had higher grades. Now, there weren't, as I understand, there wasn't litigation then, but that doesn't mean that there won't be this time around. So there's certainly a sense of nervousness about it. But what everyone does acknowledge is the need to restore the grades back to more normal levels. And there's a few reasons for that. One is that we've had so many high grades and so this bunching of students on with top results that it's made it very difficult for universities to differentiate between the top candidates for these really high points courses like medicine and pharmacy. So that's one issue. And the other is it's just unfair for particularly students from places like Northern Ireland, where the grades have gone back to normal and they're disadvantaged in a race where they're competing with students on inflated grades here.
Right. Okay. It's painful but needed. Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times. Now, we're going to talk maths with Brendan Gilday, who's here in front of me in the studio. But before we do, I mean, do you agree with that, that they have to come down, but it isn't going to be nice for some?
No, it's very complicated. And I think everybody agrees that it needs to come down. Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't know. I mean, just as a sort of a side story, last year and in the last few years, students are able to view their papers, and rightly so, openness and transparency. But last year, I was asked to look at a young man's paper. He got a H6 in higher maths and he was very unhappy. He thought he was worth more. So I went and viewed the paper with him online. And when we looked at the paper, he'd actually been given 28% and post-marking intervention. That great phrase from Aldous Huxley, maybe or some Soviet era plan, he was lifted up to 41%. Just on that. That's a
that
huge
is great inflation. Now, that's what it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. So he just then said, oh, thank you, Brendan. I won't be appealing.
Right.
I said, I think that's a very good idea. And so that, I'm sure, is quite common. Mm-hmm. All around the country.
But see, the problem is when, you know, someone who has that level of grade inflation goes into a course at third level and finds that they can't cope with it. They can't do it.
For sure. And I think that we're well seeing that. And that's been the case for a few years because colleges have been putting on extra maths, in particular, in all kinds of colleges all around the country to try and cope with that. We've had this problem's been long standing. But I think now with this grade inflation being acknowledged and they're trying to pare back on it, and then the bonus points been getting the mention then as well.
Listen, let's come to that because, I mean, this figure is extraordinary. 130% additional studying higher level maths in 13 years, which coincides with when the bonus points of 25 came in.
Yes.
So people are they, you can tell me as a maths teacher, deciding to do higher level maths to grab the points, but they mightn't be a higher level maths student.
The big issue, I think, is if you're a fifth year student, you land in fifth year and you're straight away, you're in the CAO chase for points. You have to be doing honours maths because it's a free 25 points bonus, granted. If you get a H6 all the way to a H1, it's still 25 points. You can't afford not to be doing it. Now, to make it worse, if you like, or harder, especially in the last 5 years, and I think everything the ministers have done is correct. I think they've made it easier because COVID and all the rest. But these students then are in a bind because they're finding it hard, but the experience of their brother or their cousin is, I passed. Mm-hmm. I got 11% in a mock, but I still got a H6 in the exam. So that's putting a huge pressure on the system. Also too, and I've had this conversation before, it's what I say is from Homer to Hawking. The spread of ability in a maths class is literally from good old Homer Simpson all the way to Stephen Hawking. It makes it really difficult for the teacher. So the top people aren't being catered for. Teachers are trying their best. They even have extra classes to try and get these weaker people across the line. The grinds industry, which was in overdrive in the last 15 years for sure, has now accelerated to an even higher rate. I mean, I operate in a industry the whole time, but I've never seen anything like the demand in the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Also, too, just I would say on that, COVID has been a huge problem. Also, since COVID, in my view, students have much less resilience. If I had a student, let's say in 2012, they would be tougher. They'd be able to get stuck in and all the rest. Whereas now we see a lot more, I think, shrinking violets people who are, oh, I'm in trouble, and they try to keep going at it, which is right, but they find it very, very hard to cope.
Right.
And that's where the well-being from the department.
Yeah, that in itself is interesting to get to the bottom of why that happened, you know, and is that due to COVID or is there something else at play? Oh, and we don't know that. Just going back to what you said if you're going into fifth year and you're in the points race and you want to get, you know, a particular course, you have to do higher level maths. When I was going to school. It was a very specific group of people who did higher level maths. They were excellent at maths. They had an aptitude for it. They were interested in it. And it wasn't for everybody. Are you saying now, because of the 25 points, it is for everybody now?
I think the root of the problem goes back to, say, 2010, when we brought in this new cure-all called Project Maths. Mm-hmm. And it was, we were promised that everything was going to be wonderful, everyone was going to be great. What happened was, in the pilot schools, the numbers didn't go up. And a minister, and I'm not blaming any minister in particular, but ministers sat on the fence for 25 years before that. The bonus points were introduced purely to make the Project Maths project a success, in my view. And so all of a sudden, the numbers went up. Everybody was happy. And then it's gotten worse. And since COVID, I think too, and just to go back on the CAO, what I think of it, random selection is a nightmare now. And it's quite common in a lot of these.
Well, it comes back to grade inflation as well,
no,
isn't
it? No, for sure. But there is the part where you get enough points.
Mm, you don't get
the
course.
And you don't get in because of random selection. And that only drives the bonus. Then you're sitting there saying, if I had done the honours maths, I would have got the 25 points. Because a H3 in higher maths is worth more than a H1 in any other subject.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, really. So now, can we reach the conclusion, Brendan, that you think that 25 points should go altogether?
Let's say I'm talking about Education Ireland. No is my quick answer. Purely because if we took the bonus point away, the numbers would collapse. And there's the attendant problem for courses and all the rest. So people just walk away. The course is too long. So if I had absolute power, I'd shorten the course. That's one thing I would do. Another thing I would do is, and this is one of these easy problems to solve, we don't have enough maths teachers. There's hundreds of maths teaching jobs available. Dublin, there are umpteen schools that I know of that Leaving Cert hire have no teacher. They can't get them.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you see all the students from 2012 went through the nightmare of doing higher level maths and they were turned off it and they're not teaching it. What about this notion of having a scaled bonus system? Would that work?
Well, that would be my approach. That doesn't mean it's right, of course. But I think that you know, to be fair, if you get, let's say you get a H1, I think you're entitled, in natural justice maybe, from my point of view, to get a higher bonus than somebody who gets a H6.
So let's say you get your 25 marks if you get a H1.
Yeah.
But if you get a H6, you're only going to get 5,
or maybe none.
Or maybe none. Yeah. And that would rule out the people who are going into the higher level maths class just to be there.
And I think too, it would actually help the well-being of the candidates, because a student who's weak at maths will look at the bonus and say, sure, I'd never get those bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't even annoy myself to bring myself to have to go and study this thing. And an awful lot of them too give up. Like, there's a massive attrition rate all the way through fifth year and sixth year. And you'll hear schools starting off with 4 Leaving Cert maths classes and finishing up with 2.
Right.
And even with the 2, there's a healthy or unhealthy cohort who are struggling.
Okay, I just want to bring you a couple of text messages coming in. Is it possible that when a student is sharing their grades, that the year is given when the grades are artificially increased? This is going back to grade inflation, and colleges can then judge all applicants fairly. I think the college should have that information, shouldn't it? Or the CAO system would know what year you sat your Leaving Cert in.
You'd think so, but I think too, just on that, there might be a case, especially with AI and all the attendant power that it has, that it could be easy enough for them to grade, let's say, 600 points last year is now equivalent to 600 or 590 this year.
Mm.
So you could compare right across using AI.
Right. That would be a sneaky thing to do to people.
But it would
level the playing field.
It would also take out the litigation. And I think nowadays people are very keen on fairness and openness. So it would add to that.
This is a listener who says, my child is in sixth year and has had 4 maths teachers since fifth year.
Yes.
And most of the class failed the mocks.
Now, I wouldn't be worried about the mocks.
Mm.
OK, we won't get started on that.
We're supposed to fail the mocks.
That's right.
I
think
harder.
So that won't count for me. But I think the whole thing about 4 different teachers, what you find inside in that too, is that maybe, obviously, some teachers are less competent than others.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get plenty of, I hear students all the time complaining that the teacher can't do the statistics, there's a problem. And so the teacher is taken a while maybe to go away and find the solution. So there's a huge, huge issue there with schools, and that would be very typical.
Brendan, thank you so much for coming in. Good to talk to you. Brendan Gilday there, who is a maths teacher and author. And we had Carl O'Brien a little earlier from the Irish Times. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.